I'm exhausted from pretending I'm okay. You smile at the right moments, you hit the deadline, you ask everyone how their weekend was, and the second you walk back to your car, you exhale a breath you didn't know you were holding. The performance is starting to cost more than the alternative. Pretending you're okay when you're not is a survival strategy that worked for a while and stopped working a while ago. Most people who land here are dealing with high-functioning depression, masked anxiety, or chronic burnout. The body keeps the receipt. Real treatment, therapy plus medication management, sometimes TMS therapy, lets you put down the act without losing your job, your relationships, or your sense of self. The performance was a defense, not a personality. You didn't decide to start pretending. You drifted into it. The mask became automatic. By the time it started costing you, it was running so deep you couldn't tell where the performance ended and you began. This pattern has names in the literature. Researchers call it emotional labor when it's expected at work, and masking when it's a daily strategy in personal life.
A 2023 American Psychological Association report found that workers in service-heavy roles, parents of small children, and people with high-functioning depression all show elevated rates of physical exhaustion linked to sustained masking. You're not lazy. You're tired. There's a difference. What the body is actually doing, pretending to be fine when you're not, isn't free. The body charges interest. When you suppress an emotion in real time, your sympathetic nervous system stays activated, heart rate stays up, cortisol stays elevated, digestion slows, your prefrontal cortex spends bandwidth on impression management instead of actual thinking. Do this for years and the bill comes due in unexpected ways. Migraines, stomach problems, insomnia at 3 a.m., cravings for sugar or alcohol or scrolling, a short fuse with the people you love most. The cost isn't only mental. It's physical. The body is keeping score. You're not faking the smile. You're forgetting the inside. Here's the part that scares people. The longer you pretend, the harder it gets to find the real feeling underneath. Patients describe it like this. I don't know what I want. I don't know what I'm sad about.
I don't know if I'm sad. I just feel blank when nobody's looking. That's not numbness for no reason. That's what happens when your inner world has been on mute long enough that you stop checking it. The signal isn't gone, it's just on a frequency you can't pick up anymore. A clinician's first job often is to help you remember how to listen. What putting down the act actually means. People worry that if they stop pretending, they'll fall apart. They picture crying at work, snapping at their kids, telling the truth at dinner parties, getting fired. That's not how this goes. Putting down the act means you stop performing for an internal audience that isn't even watching. It means you tell the truth in one safe place, your therapist's office, and let the rest of your life keep functioning. The world outside doesn't have to know you're doing the work. They just have to notice that you seem a little less tired. Therapy is a private, contained space where the mask can come off without consequence. How to start without anyone noticing? If you can't picture telling anyone you're starting therapy, you don't have to.
You can schedule a video session during your lunch break. Tell your spouse you're talking to someone for stress without specifying more. Use a dedicated email account if you're worried about privacy. Pay out of pocket if you don't want anything on insurance records. We offer this. Your treatment is yours. The performance can keep going until you're ready to put it down. By that point, you'll have tools. The tools are the freedom. How we actually treat this at RSLNT. At RSLNT Wellness, we take the mask seriously because we know how much energy it costs to keep it up. Counseling that doesn't require you to fall apart first. Our clinicians use cognitive behavioral therapy and acceptance and commitment therapy. ACT is especially useful for chronic masking because it teaches you to relate to feelings without having to perform them or suppress them. We also work with internal family systems for patients whose protective parts have been running the show for decades. Medication management for the chemistry under the mask. SSRIs like sertraline and escitalopram. SNRIs like venlafaxine and bupropion when motivation is the issue. We adjust based on how you respond.
We don't push pills. We don't withhold them either. TMS therapy, when high-functioning depression has worn the engine out, TMS is FDA-cleared and uses gentle magnetic pulses to wake up the part of your brain that handles mood. It's drug-free with no recovery time. patients who have been masking for years often respond well because the underlying flatness has been neurochemical the whole time. Frequently asked questions. Will treatment make me less productive at work? Almost never. Most patients become more productive within a few months because they stop spending so much energy holding the mask up. The energy frees up for actual work. What if I don't even know what's wrong? That's normal for people who have been masking. The first few sessions are often about reconnecting with what you actually feel before we can name what's wrong. The clinician helps with that. You don't have to walk in with a diagnosis. How private is therapy? Confidential. Records are protected by HIPAA. Your employer cannot access them. Your spouse cannot access them. Insurance only sees what's required for billing. You can also pay out of pocket if you want zero paper trail.
Stop performing and start treating. You can keep the parts of you that take care of people. You can drop the parts that are quietly killing you. Schedule a free 15-minute consult. We'll listen, ask a few questions, and tell you what your specific situation likely needs. No diagnosis on the phone. Total privacy. I'm not a therapist or a doctor. I'm someone who went from suicidal ideation, major depressive disorder, and crippling anxiety to clarity of mind. I feel like I got my life back. RSLNT Wellness is the place that helped me get there. If you're struggling, you don't have to figure this out alone.